We're better when we're together, and we're better when we're contributing. So don't wait. Start, try, do, and grow. And you are going to be amazed at the things that you will uncover and achieve if you just start where you are, but start that thing you want to try. Start it. It is crucial and key for all of us if you bring your particular creative genius out into the world. Hi, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, you get my conversations with peak performing thought leaders, creatives, and entrepreneurs. We explore how you can innovate through creativity, compassion, and collaboration. I believe that innovation combined with compassion and creative thinking can save the world, and I aim to bring you ways you can do it too. If you're enjoying the show, I'd be super grateful if you can support it by buying me a cup of coffee. You can buy me a cuppa at buymeacoffee.com/IsoldeT. And now, let's get on with the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. My name is Isolde Trachtenberg. I'm your host, and I am thrilled and honored that you have chosen to listen to the show today and spend a little time with me because I am celebrating. Today, this episode marks 400 episodes of this podcast. I can't believe it. I'm super excited. And as promised, if you listen all the way through to the end, we're going to have fabulous prizes. I'm super excited. So here's the thing. I have to say that I'm privileged. I'm privileged to be able to interview peak performing creatives and change makers. These are people who are working in the social impact, creative, environmental, and animal rights space to change the world. That is their mission. That's what they're trying to do. And I'm honored to bring their ideas, their thought processes, the way they do things, and how they achieve what they achieve to you. It's incredible, and I'm thrilled that I've gotten a chance to be part of their lives and their process, even though it's a tiny, tiny bit. But I'm so glad that they have enriched my life, my world, and of course, this podcast. When I first started the podcast, I had no thought in my head it was going to be like this. At first, it was 5 minutes a day, and I'm just going to talk about creativity. And as it evolved, I realized I'm not the only one who should be talking. You know what I mean? I wanted to bring you information from people who are change makers, who are peak performing innovators in many fields. And the ones that are closest to my heart are, of course, creativity, art and music, and social impact. How are they making the world a better place? And of course, animal rights and environmental activism. So there's such a wealth of knowledge, and the people who I interview are incredibly gracious with their wisdom. So I'm really grateful for that. I decided that the way to celebrate this 400 episodes is actually to sort of detail out what I've learned across these 400 episodes. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. And if you have questions, if you have thoughts and ideas, I'd love to hear about them. If you have any realizations about what I'm talking about while I'm talking about it, I'd love to hear about that too. And as I said, if you stay to the end, fabulous prizes. And fabulous, of course, is in quotes. I've actually discovered and coined a new word recently. I'm calling things fabtastic. So fabulous and fantastic together, fabtastic. So you'll probably start hearing me say that a lot more because that's really the glee and the joy that I feel whenever I get the chance to talk to some of these incredible change makers. So in order, no, that's not true. Maybe in order, maybe not in order. But these are the things that I've learned after 400 episodes of the podcast. One, people are generous with their time and wisdom. They'll come on the show and let me ask them hard questions. And they go deep to bring what they really believe and how they really behave. They bring such a wealth of knowledge, such wisdom, and they do it incredibly generously. Number two, the causes you believe in are the ones to dedicate your life to. I believe in art and music, and I believe in saving the planet and the animals. And the more I talk about these things, the more doors open for me to do more and serve better. So dedicating yourself to what you believe in will help you find others who believe what you believe, or who at least are interested in supporting you on your journey as you support them on theirs. Number 3, don't be afraid to innovate. Don't be afraid to solve problems in weird ways and try new stuff. I've recorded this show on my phone. I've recorded while my guest's dog threw up in the corner. I've recorded in busy conference rooms. I've recorded while walking my dog in the rain. We're better when we're together, right? And we're better when we're contributing. So don't wait. Start, try, do, and grow. And you're going to be amazed at the things that you will uncover and achieve if you just start where you are, but start that thing you want to try. Start it. It is crucial and key for all of us if you bring your particular creative genius out into the world. Number 4. This is something I've known about myself for a long time, but it came home yet again doing this podcast. I'm nosy. I love learning about people. I love hearing what makes them tick. I love hearing what their processes are. I love helping in any way I can to get their message out. And sometimes what's really cool is that they, while we're going really deep in these conversations, they'll have realizations. John K.O., who was recently on the show, I asked him a question about his 6 intelligences and how they relate to music. And live on the show, he went through and related them all, and he'd never done that before. So it was so amazing to be even a little part of his process as he realized those things. And that whole idea of being nosy, I don't know if I've talked to you. I think I've talked to you about this before. The Overheard project that I have been doing for a while, and that is that I'm a shameless eavesdropper, and I happen to have a terrific memory, so I'm able to keep entire conversations in my head. And I have been overhearing, shamelessly eavesdropping, on people's conversations for years. And I've notated them all down. And the book, Overheard, Life Lessons Through Eavesdropping, is going to be dropping sometime this autumn, probably in time for the holidays. It's going to be some sort of an art book. And I'm excited about it because it's, again, bringing that little bit of slice of life about how we do things, about the things we care about the things we love, with love and sex and family and friendship and work. All of these things we talk about, and we all say such wisdom. We don't pay attention to it, though. It's almost like I wish I could find all of those people who have gifted me with such wisdom as they just go on about their lives and I shamelessly eavesdrop, because I love to give them credit. But, you know, maybe they'll buy the book and they'll realize, oh, that was me. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but it would be really amazing and hilarious if it did. Number 5, the podcasting industry has exploded. Where there used to be a few hundred thousand, there are now millions of podcasts. So if you've got something to say and you want to start one, don't wait until you have just the right equipment. Don't wait until your studio is perfect. There will always be another super cool microphone and more soundproofing and better gear. You'll have gear envy like crazy. But what's more important is to get your words out there. Do you remember the movie Pump Up the Volume? Talk hard. My favorite moment in the whole movie is the credits, when you start hearing all the people who grabbed their courage with both hands and started talking into a microphone. So start and build your gear and your show along the way. There are people out there who are building their businesses, teaching other people how to start their shows. You can also find everything you need on YouTube, I promise. You can totally do that if you've got the resources. And you can also bootstrap and start talking about your topic on your phone. Number 6, your topic can evolve. You can start out like I did and talk about storytelling and then move to creativity only. But then I moved to innovation because I've always loved creativity with a purpose. That to me is the most important part, is a creative on a mission. That's what an innovator really is someone who's a creative, who thinks laterally, who thinks from different angles to solve problems, to come up with new ideas and new ways of doing things. That person is a creative on a mission, and that's what an innovator is. That's what they do. And it's really exciting to me to get a chance to talk to so many different innovators from so many different possible arenas. You know, never in my life would I have imagined some of the people who were willing to come on the show and talk to me about how they innovate. And that brings me to number 7. Communication is the vehicle and connection is the result. Really, honestly, I had no thought in my head that someone like Tom Peters, who is a communication guru, he is arguably the greatest leadership expert in our generation and certainly for the last few generations. Not only has he been willing to come on the show once, but twice to talk about his ideas about what he calls extreme humanism, and that is that we should be leading, thinking about the people first and not the bottom line. He believes we should always promote from within, that women should be on the boards and leading businesses because women are so much better at investing, at communication, at looking at and dealing with people, and figuring out how to grow businesses and companies and organizations long term. I had no thought in my head that we would connect and communicate and have such substantive discussions. Another person who's just thrilled me that he just recorded his episode. His episode's actually going to come out sometime in August or September. Peter Shankman was willing to come on the show and talk about how his ADHD, his attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, is actually his superpower to innovate and to be a creative thinker who thinks laterally and who helps companies and businesses all over the world and organizations and people all over the world innovate and make incredible inroads in the way the world will be formed and moving forward. How can you possibly, I can't even get over it because I'm just lucky. I'm lucky. That's not true. I'm not going to be falsely modest. I work my patootie off. That's true. But I don't do it alone. And that brings me to number 8. Call on your friends. They will be there and they'll help you along the way, like Al Petaway, Grammy Award winning guitarist and musician, and Andrew Lippa, Tony nominated and also Grammy Award winning and Emmy nominated. He just got nominated for an Emmy. Andrew Lippa, who is an amazing composer and lyricist, and who wrote the music and lyrics to the Broadway sensation, The Addams Family, and other shows. And T. Morris, who is an incredible author and entertainer and the author of books like Podcasting for Dummies. They have all been on the show and have been very gracious with their wisdom. And I'm very glad because they were willing to give me their wisdom and their knowledge and be part of the process as this show has evolved. And you know what? It's about time to get them all back and see where they are now, because T was last on the show last autumn. Andrew was last summer. And Al Petaway was not this past spring, but the previous spring. And why not see where they are so I can get even more information and get even more wisdom from these wonderful men I am privileged to call my friends. But then that brings me to number 9. And number 9 is actually about solo episodes. One of the things that has been such a revelation to me is that when I first started out, I did only solo episodes Really, mainly because I was a little trepidatious. I was a little afraid. What would I ask for people to join me to talk about? And would anybody ever come on the show? And certainly they have, and they continue to, and I do incredible, I get incredible information and interviews with such gracious wisdom from all of the people who come on the show. But then there are some times when I have things that I would like to ruminate on, discuss, and explore, and those are the solo episodes. And one of the things that I've learned is that there is a time and place for both. You can indeed do both solo episodes and interview episodes if you want on this kind of a podcast. You know, when T. Morris was gracious enough to put the Innovative Mindset podcast into Podcasting for Dummies, he and his co-author placed it in the Slice of Life section of podcasts that they recommend. And I thought that was really interesting because this show is not so much business, not so much entrepreneurship, not so much slice of life, but yet it's an amalgam of all of them as we explore what it means to change the world for the better, ultimately through different and various forms, whether it's creativity, social impact, environmentalism, or animal rights. The show aims to explore how we all can make a difference and make a change and make the world a better place. So sometimes I am privileged, as I said, to have interviews, to have people come on the show and give their wisdom. And sometimes these solo episodes are an opportunity for me to give you substantive ideas on how you yourself can take some of the principles that the people who've been on the show have talked about and make them your own and become your own change maker, if that is what you want to do. Number 10. Yeah, I think I've just talked about this, but here we go. Interviews. As you start out, people who come on your show are doing you a favor. They're giving of their time and resources to help you. Yet at the same time, if you have even one listener, you're helping your guest reach someone who didn't know about them before. So be generous with your time, wisdom, and resources. The host-guest relationship is important, and you can build lifelong friendships and relationships if you treat your guests with courtesy and respect. And I'm so, as I said, honored and privileged to have these incredible people on the show. And I'm so grateful that they're willing to do this, to be on the show and to give of their time and their knowledge. It's incredible. Number 11, ask good questions. Be different. Figure out what your podcast point of view is and then use that as the lens through which you take your listener on a journey. And that's kind of what I do, I think, or at least that's what I try to do. This podcast is a little different because these conversations go really deep. And one of the things that a lot of my guests say is, you know, no one's ever asked me that question before, or wow, that's a great question. I need to think about that for a minute. And that's one of the things that I aim to do, is to ask questions that give people pause, that make them, give them the opportunity to go deeper into what they've been talking about. And I said this recently to a guest of mine, Meredith Grundy. She and I were talking about this notion of asking deep questions. And one of the reasons that I said to her, one of the reasons that I like asking deep questions is because, frankly, if you're a podcast guest, for example, and your audience listens to you, they probably listen to you talk about a lot of the same things a lot. But what if someone asks a question that you've never answered before? Wow, the mysteries you could be solving, right? So that's one of the things that I aim to do with asking deep, good questions. And I plumb the depths as much as I can. I'm patting myself on the back here a little bit, but I really do try. And the reason for that is because I want my guests to feel like they have benefited in some small way from being on the show as much as the amazing ways I've benefited from having them on the show. Number 12, a podcast is a sacred trust. Like the wise storytellers in many of our myths, as a podcaster, I've taken on the task of telling stories or inviting other people to share their stories. Only instead of sitting around the bonfire under the cover of darkness, I'm sitting at a mic and telling stories, or I'm inviting the person I'm interviewing to sit behind their mic and tell you their story. And there's something so powerful about that. Hearing stories, we've been doing it as long as we've been verbal. Someone has asked why or what or how, and someone else has answered, or they've explored together. And that's one of the things that I aim to do with this show, is to give us all an opportunity to explore together what it means to be an innovator, a creative thinker, and someone who wants to change the world for the better. My guests are going to be, they're all amazing. They're going to floor you over the next 400 episodes, because I'm not going anywhere. This show is going to be around as long as I'm around. I'm going to be 98 years old and barely able to talk, but by gum, I'm going to be out here somehow trying to do this podcast, because I think the notion of innovation and how we can be creatives on a mission to make the world a better place, I think it could potentially save all of us. And I would be remiss if I did not, I would be shirking my responsibilities if I did not make that a priority in my life, because we have such an incredible responsibility at this tipping point in our species survival, and this at this time of great climate change and habitat destruction and so many other things being challenging, that innovation, I think, being creative on a mission, will allow us the opportunity to change the world and make it a better place. So those are the things that I've learned from doing this podcast. And I am thrilled and honored that you have been listening and being on the show and being on the show. My brain is fried. I did 3 interviews today. It was a busy day. So my brain's a little fried, but I do feel like you're on the show with me, because I feel like I'm talking to you when I'm doing the show. And I feel like we're all sitting around, and it's funny, whenever I'm welcoming a guest to the show, I always say, imagine we're sitting in a cafe and having a cup of coffee together, or tea, or whatever. It's just a chat. And yet sometimes somebody makes small talk and, oh, hi, how are you? How's the weather? And sometimes all of a sudden the conversation goes intense and deep, and you're really thinking and you're really innovating and you're really coming up with ideas that you're articulating that you may never have articulated before. And you're doing it for thousands of people who are listening. It is such an honor and so incredible. And I'm super grateful that you're part of this journey. So here we go. I promised you fabulous prizes. In the show notes, if you look on the website, you'll see that there is this really cool, it almost looks like dichroic, but it's not. It's like a reflective, really cool rainbow sticker of the Innovative Mindset podcast. And I have recently started an actual Innovative Mindset podcast Instagram. And so here's how the fabulous prizes are going to go. The first 20 people who follow the Instagram account for the Innovative Mindset podcast, which is just at Innovative Mindset podcast, all one word, and DM me to let me know that you did it because you listened to this episode, will get a sticker. Of the first 20 people, one person is going to get all 6 books and a PDF of the next one that will come out this autumn of my stuff. And 3 people will get, can you tell I'm making some of this up because I can't read the words that I wrote? You'll get a book of your choice from my catalog. So if you go to isoldat.com and you go to about and then books, you'll be able to see the 6 books. And if you're there and you're in the top 20 and you've DM'd me, I'm going to choose someone at random from all the people who follow. And you don't have to be in the top 20 to win the second prize or the first prize. But the first top 20 who follow and tell me that they followed will absolutely get a sticker that you can put on your computer or on your coffee cup or wherever, because they're waterproof and you can put them in the dishwasher. It's really cool. And of all the people who follow and DM me that they have followed the Instagram account, I'm going to choose 3 people who get 1 book out of the catalog, and you can choose your book when I let you know you've won. And then 1 person I'm going to choose who's going to get all 6 plus the PDF of the new one when it comes out in hopefully around the holiday season in December. Okay. That was a long and involved way of saying I didn't quite think this through as well as I could have, huh? All right, cool. So here we are. We are at the end of the 400th episode. Last week was Mike Kim, who's a personal branding expert. He joined me on the show. And next week is Chris Niemeyer, he's an interesting man who is taking, he's decided that his goal in his life is to spend more time with his family. So he's developed some strategies and ideas on how to make income so that he has time to spend time with his family. That is his goal. And one of the things that's really cool is that applies equally well. If you want to be an activist, if you want to be an artist, if you want to do all of these things, however you want to do it, the ideas that he talks about will work. If you want to spend time with your family, if you want to make great art, if you want to be an activist with the ASPCA or the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society or wherever it is you want to put your energies, if what you want to do is make money in one way and do work of your heart in another, or maybe you just love making money, I don't know, Chris will be there to talk you through how to do it. It's a really cool episode. It made me think in some really interesting ways. And August has incredible guests as well. Evan Stern is going to be joining me. Meredith Grundy is going to be joining me. Angela Engel is going to be joining me. Star Hayward. It's going to be amazing. And I'm going to be doing, just so you know, every month, one episode a month is going to be a solo show. It's going to be me talking to you about how to be an innovator, about how to be a creative on a mission so that you can do the things that you want to do in a different and amazing and exciting and inspiring way. Alrighty. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and all of the things that I've learned after 400 episodes of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I am Isolde Trachtenberg. If you're liking the show, please leave a review. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, I send you all of my love, and I remind you to listen, learn, laugh, and love a whole lot, and as often as possible, be a creative on a mission. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new. And if you like what you're hearing, please review it and rate it and let other people know. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, I'd love to meet you on patreon.com/innovativemindset. I also have lots of exclusive goodies to share just with the show's supporters there. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, keep living in your innovative mindset.